Hello.
Hi, is this Chef?
Yes, hi.
How are you doing, Chef Debbie? It's me, Arrow.
Hi, Arrow. Nice to hear from you.
Well, it's nice to hear from you because you love to have fun in the kitchen, and that's everything my wife and I are.
Oh, great.
You're putting this book out at such a great time because people did rediscover their kitchens during that lockdown, and now they want to get back to that fun that we were doing instead of just sitting around moping about how we don't like our jobs.
Yes, absolutely. I really think that is being in the kitchen is wonderful. Creating things, creating a meal is absolutely amazing.
I'm glad you said that because I really do love to master the art of soups. And I want to take hot and sour soup and I want to make it a meal and not an appetizer. So I want to put the shrimp. I want to put things into that hot and sour soup so that people would have it as a meal.
Wow. That is, you know what? That's amazing. Because, people think soups are just light, watery
Yep.
broth. But no, nowadays they're making these soups so amazing. I know there's a great chowder in my book that is absolutely amazing.
Well, I'll tell you how we're going to be using your book. My wife and I, every week, we blindedly reach in and we point to a particular page or a picture, and we don't know what we're picking, and we have to go, okay, that's this week's challenge. Second recipe, so that it'll be her against I, and we call that the couple's challenge.
Oh,
So we're going to be doing this with your book.
wow. Oh, my goodness. I think that is awesome. That is absolutely amazing. And just by the two of you being in the kitchen is an entire experience all on its own.
Well, the one thing that we learned, Chef Debbie, was the fact that you really can't have too many chefs in the kitchen. So what we do is if you're not the chef, then you're washing dishes. There's got to be something to do while the chef is on.
Absolutely. Definitely so. But I just love that idea because just by you mentioning, both you and your wife, it's such a wonderful time to spend special moments like that with each other. I think that is wonderful. That's creating memories right there, not
Absolutely.
just experiences with dining and food, but you're creating memories, wonderful memories in the kitchen.
See, now you're an expert when it comes to lifestyle and entertaining. In other words, you get into the catering side of it. I think that's one thing that's missing these days is that we don't home cook and then go share it with the neighbors. We need to do more of that, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. That, it's a wonderful thing. Creating food and then not being able to share it with the people that you love or the people around you. What are you making it for? I mean, yes, we need food for survival. We always need food. But the mere idea of sharing it and gatherings, those are very, very important to not just a lifestyle, but you, like I said, creating wonderful memories, chatting in the kitchen, making people feel welcome. These are the things that, we should be doing, as human beings to each other.
One of the things that I've learned lately, especially since I love getting together with other chefs, is that there are so many chefs in restaurants right now that want to do things to put every chef's hand because you're inviting us to be those explorers.
Wow, yeah. How I bring that plate to you and how I bring that food to you. Because you can't always do that in an extension of the corporation because you have to work within what is the corporation. So I love being a private chef. I love doing that because it gives me that flexibility. It gives me that one-on-one with my clientele. And I get to create what I like. My menu that I want to put across to you. I get to define my flavors, my flavor profile to you. So these are some of the things that I really, really enjoy. I really love, I light up when I talk about food. I light up when I'm in the kitchen is where, I love being.
So are you like me then? Do you think positive things while you're cooking dinner because you know that those who receive what you've made will also receive the positive energy?
Exactly. Yes, absolutely. I mean, I love singing in the kitchen. I love
Yes.
dancing in the kitchen, blending my flavors. I love listening to lovely music. It puts you at that, it puts your mind at that, gives your mind a beautiful surrounding. So, cooking is therapy for a lot of reasons. You know, preparing a wonderful dish is just not preparing it. It's how you go about it. It's even the technique that you use, the plating, the
Yes.
different color plates. You know, food is defined by the eyes. You know, we eat with our eyes, and the expressions that people give you when, you know, when I bring a plate to the table, I love that. Gives me joy. Just, you know, the presentation, just presenting the food to people. You see it, you like it, you want to eat it. You know, those are some of the most important things that we all do.
I love your mantra. Life is meant to taste and celebrate. I love that.
Thank you so much. And it really is. It really is, you know. It's what we're supposed to be doing. I think that what I like to bring across through the book, The Sagjo Experiences, besides the dining experience and getting people together, is the love of you know, the food, but the love of friendship,
yep.
The love of being with your family, the love of taking care of that special moment in your life, whether it's a special occasion or whether it's just Sunday dinner. It doesn't matter what it is, your family, your husband, your wife. If even you're just having a simple meal with your wife in the kitchen, a simple salad, it's just the way, you know, a beautiful glass of wine to go with that salad. It's just the way you bring it across makes it even so much more happier to be a part of.
And isn't timing very important as well? And what I mean by that is I like to have my soup served, you know, just extremely hot. And the reason why is because a gentleman who is a master at making hot pots said it creates conversation because you're not going to gulp it down.
Yeah, it is. And not just that, but I mean, if you're having, except for if you're having cold soups,
yeah.
Because remember, there are cold soups. I make a delicious cucumber cold soup, a potato leek soup,
Ooh.
You know, which can be served hot or cold or room temperature. But you're right, you know, soups are to be served. There are things that just need to come to the table on that timing with that temperature. And the timing is you're so right on that. It's very important. Timing, texture, you know, defines food like you've never seen. It's so true. Very important. Timing is very important.
There's research out that now that says that, you know, there are multiple families are living together, as well as the kids that are in their 20s and early 30s are staying home with mom. I mean, this book right here would be a great gift to a family like that, so we can continue having that family spirit inside the kitchen.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for saying that. I appreciate that. It definitely is. You know, I have grown adult children, and they don't live at home with me. They have their own homes. But when we do get together, you know, it's moments like that that makes me happy, because I get to, you know, I would say to my daughter, you know, let's do brunch this weekend, and they would all come over. And that is part of the dining experiences that is a part of this book is, you know, even though I bring my life and my story, it doesn't mean that you have to do it exactly the way I did it, but the expressions of just being with your family and being a part of it, the recipes are there to guide you along. And, you know, you do your thing with your family. You create your moments, create your special moments. And that is part of the reason, you know, that the Sagjo experience is here for you.
I got to tell you what, Chef Debbie, we bring our dog into the picture as well, because every time we go into the kitchen to do some cooking, I mean, Jazzy's right there with us because she knows she's going to sample that food.
That is awesome. Jazzy is a part of your family.
Oh, yeah.
So it should be.
So where can people go to find out more about you as well as your book?
So I am on the social media of Instagram, and you can also find me on Facebook. It's Chef Sagjo. Also, my book, you can find my book on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and all those other stores. It's widely available for you to go on. There is a link on my Instagram, and it's also on my Facebook page.
Well, I'm just glad that you're putting fun back in the kitchen. I mean, we all love Gordon Ramsay, but the thing is, they take it too seriously sometimes, and you're just opening up that door and say, go in there and play. Go in there and be kids.
Go in there and love what you're doing. Competitions can be very tough. I have to tell you that. So I'm not in a competition, but this book is just an expression of my love and my passion, my dedication to the craft. And also the lifestyle and the entertaining is, I love doing that. I love bringing people together. And food is a great canvas, for all of us to enjoy. I mean, we can't live without it. Yep. So why not live, when we live with it pleasurably? Food doesn't always have to be, just a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or just, you know what I mean? You can even make that peanut butter and jelly sandwich stand out amazing.
Please come back to this show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you, Chef Debbie.
Oh, thank you so much for this fun. I totally enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
You'll be brilliant today, okay?
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.